In the pregame show, we talk now with Pine Richland head coach Cliff Foster. Coach, the Rams have posted a 7-3 record so far and have already surpassed last season's win total with a youthful bunch. What's been the difference from this season to last?
I think just the work in the offseason. A lot more skill, and nothing against the old team, just the hours that we were able to put in. We have 5 or 6 kids that can move the ball, score by committee. We're a tough team to scout because you don't know who's going to put points up. And a fun team to watch play. I coach the way I like to watch the game. So it's typically fairly entertaining when you watch us play.
And with a young team, Pine Richland opened the season with a tip-off tournament title at Ambridge. How much did that tournament crown help build the confidence of this team?
I think it was nice. There was a little bit of validation in the fact that, 2 wins to start the year was a big deal coming from where we came from. And we put 80 points up in one game, I think 60 to 70 in another. So just playing fast, everything that we'd been telling them we were going to do happened. So it makes it a little easier to walk into practice the next day. They start to believe you a little bit.
A senior guard, Marissa Humboski, a talented multi-sport athlete. And what is she like as a player, and how important is she to what Pine Richland does?
She's huge, and the thing about her is the numbers don't tell the story. She's that kid that takes all the pressure off everybody else. It's funny, actually, this summer I coached an AAU team, and Taylor Brennan, who is the superstar for NA, was on that team with Marissa. And it was nice to watch Marissa drop 18, 20 points a game because she had some help, some other superstars around her. Whereas she carries a big load for our team, she does all the things that don't count, but very capable of dropping 12, 15, 20 if they leave her open.
Sophomore forward Chelsea Rourke was a starter last year as a freshman. What can you say about her?
Yeah, again, another kid that hasn't met her potential yet. Her work rate in practice, she has the work rate now of a superstar. It just needs to transfer over. She'll have flashes where she looks like one of the best kids in the Whippeal, and then she has flashes of a 15, 16-year-old girl. And when the light bulb goes on full-time, she's going to be a handful. And again, I think tonight she's pumped up. Again, we know all these kids. They know us. We see them everywhere. I mean, our girls are pumped. They couldn't wait to get on the bus. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch.
And you have a couple of freshmen that are in the starting lineup and have been big-time players for your team so far. Tell us about them.
Yeah, I mean, Caitlin Byerly, 4'9", I think 80 pounds soaking wet. When she walks out there, people can't believe she's a starter, but she's an animal. I mean, she's not afraid of anything. And Amanda Kalen's just one of those kids that come through your school that's good at everything. The 2-mile run, soccer, track, you name it, she does it. And the funny thing about those two is they don't ever really know what's going on, I think. Like, they don't even know tonight's a huge game, PR, NA, what this they're here to play hoops for an hour and a half, and that's it. And it's really refreshing. We've never had to coach effort with them, and we never will have to. It's just they're just built to win, which is awesome.
Now, you mentioned that you like to coach the game the way you like to watch the game. Tell us what that means.
Yeah, well, I like a fast game. I don't want to be sitting there bored out of my mind. And I like highly skilled games. Win or lose, I want to see kids catch the basketball. I want to see kids finish layups. I want to see crisp passes from both teams. I want to see a clean game. I mean, I love this game, and we absolutely want to win, but I coach because I'm passionate about it, and there's a bigger picture, that whole deal. But when I sit there on the sidelines, I can live with a loss if we did everything we were supposed to do. When you're throwing lob passes and falling all over the place and just mental weakness, not a big fan of that.
In 2012, you were inducted into the La Roche College Hall of Fame for a tremendous playing career. And what was it like to be honored that way by La Roche?
It was cool. It was the Hall of Fame had gone away for 10 or 15 or 20 years. So it was the first class that was inducted back in. And I had a great career from a basketball standpoint, but I think I got the nod more because of the kind of person I was, which was gratifying. It's nice that I still touch a lot of lives there. I'm still very involved there. Even though it's a small school, to me it's Duke. Those are my guys, and that's, So it was cool. It was good. And then my coach had passed away a few years prior, so to be able to go back and honor him was a big deal, and it felt good.
And tonight the Rams are visiting North Allegheny in a big section clash, as you talked about. What are the keys of the game for your team tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we have to get back in transition, and then we got to shut down. Devin LaBarge for them is a lights-out shooter. We got to take away her looks and then win the battle of the boards. Not necessarily win them, but maintain, evenness. They're going to miss shots. We can't let them put them back in. If we can get those rebounds, again, our skill, their pressure is an issue, but I'm not nervous about that. I'm just concerned with us winning the battle of the boards more than anything.
Pine Richland head coach Cliff Foster, thanks for your time. Good luck to you and the Rams tonight.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the MSA Sports and Quad A Conference Girls Basketball Game of the Week.